This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of...
Last time, I talked about different types of stem cells and how your embryonic stem cells made all of the cells in your body, and how a 2012 Nobel Prize was awarded for research in this general area by two scientists. Now, before the 1960s, we wrongly thought that once a cell had turned from a stem cell into, say, a skin cell, it would forever remain as a skin cell. If there were a method to induce or force an adult cell to turn back into a pluripotent stem cell or embryonic state, we would no longer need embryos for research. John B. Gurdon, while he was still a student, did this. He got a fertilized frog egg cell and removed the nucleus, which held all of the DNA, with a glass pipette. He then went to a tadpole and removed some cells from its gut. He again used his glass pipette to suck the nucleus out of the tadpole gut cell and squirt it into the empty egg cell. Even though that nucleus had already turned into a grown-up tadpole, somehow the cellular clock wound backwards, and the DNA from the gut then directed the growth and development of a normal tadpole. By the way, we call this cloning. He had somehow induced or forced this adult cell from where it had specialized into a gut cell back into all of the cells needed to make a normal tadpole. He received his doctorate in 1960, but did not publish his research until 1962, once he was confident that the gut DNA had grown into normal frogs. Now, you might have heard of Dolly the sheep, the first cloned mammal who was born in 1996. Scientists did a similar process of transferring the DNA from a specialized cell into a fertilized embryo from which the DNA had been removed. They didn't start with gut cells, but instead used mammary gland cells, and hence the name Dolly, as in Dolly Parton, the country and western singer. Now, while this technique was hard enough with amphibians such as frogs, it was a lot harder with mammals. And that's why it took about 35 years for Dolly to get born. And by the way, Dolly was the only success from 277 failed attempts. The other scientist to share the 2012 Nobel Prize for Medicine or Physiology was Dr. Shinya Yamanaka. He was also able to reprogram adult cells to turn them back into pluripotent stem cells. But he didn't use a glass pipette. He used genes. There are certain genes that can stop embryonic stem cells from changing into other cells. You can insert these genes into living cells by first inserting them into a tame virus, and then use that virus to infect the living cell. In 2006, Dr. Yamanaka rather boldly treated adult mouse skin cells with 24 of these genes. And surprisingly, a small number of these adult mouse skin cells turned into cells that looked almost identical to embryonic stem cells. And then there was a lot of hard work before Dr. Yamanaka worked out the specific combination of only four of these genes that could generate pluripotent stem cells. Almost certainly, these genes are the pathway that mammalian fertilized eggs use way back in their early days to remain as immature stem cells before heading down the pathway of differentiating into specialized cells. There are some potential problems with infecting living cells with viruses, so more recent methods concentrate on using techniques that do not mutate DNA. One use for these pluripotent stem cells would be to build up a bank of stem cells of dozens of different lines that could be used to treat hundreds of different diseases. It would save time and money to have ready-made pluripotent stem cells on the shelf, rather than trying to custom make them from scratch. Now, Japan is a very homogeneous society. and it's estimated that just 75 different cell lines could treat 80% of the population. Dr. Yamanaka plans to do this by the year 2020. Along the way, we will develop the cellular disease in a dish. We could then begin to understand the mechanisms of diseases that affect the nerves, the heart, the liver cells, and so on. We've already converted fibroblasts into new nerve cells and heart cells. And perhaps we could replace damaged or lost cells in diseases such as Parkinson's disease or type 1 diabetes. Maybe, just like the environmentalists say, renewable is the way to go.
What does it mean? Why is it so?